Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. Hey, quiet. Quiet. Good girl. A little bit after 5. If you're listening to us live out east.
We just started.
If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're listening to us, whenever, etc., whatever you're wearing, we don't care.
I mean, if it's a clan robe, don't listen.
Well, yes.
Yeah. In fact, don't listen. Take a bath.
We don't want your downloads.
Take a bath with the toaster oven plugged in.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter. We check that one during the show. We also have a Facebook.
We also have a Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook.
We also have just a little bit of Rudy Giuliani kind of sneaking in there. We also have a Facebook page.
God, let my hair melt and let me fiddle around with my pants or whatever the fuck he's into.
I got to check and see what happened. They had a hearing last night to dismiss the lawsuit from Dominion.
Oh, okay.
So it was Mike Lindell's people. It was Rudy's people. It was Sidney Powell's people.
What court?
I don't fucking know. Somewhere.
Was it real?
Yeah, real court.
Oh, okay.
Dominion is suing them for like 1 point something billion or whatever, 2 point something billion. I forget.
So they got the case tossed.
Well, they want those assholes want it dismissed, but they all kind of want them dismissed for slightly different reasons. So everybody's lawyer got to talk, and I was kind of following along on the Twitter as it was. There was a journalist there live tweeting what was going on. But I was working, so I had to bail out.
Yeah. You know, we just got thoroughly fucked by Trump and all his little toadies.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's just like more and more shit. Good God.
Thanks for helping us out by buying shit through our Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Yay!
Just helps us out here with a wee commission. Wee.
Zoot alors.
I guess that's my opening. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just want to start out with I have a statement. I'm going to make a statement.
Should I do a drum roll?
Yeah.
Or do you want it to die?
No,
it's
not that kind of a statement. This is a serious statement. If you're...
It's not that kind of statement.
Oh, okay.
If you're a dog owner in the South, please get your animals fixed. Oh. And also, you have to get control. Yeah, right. Get control of your fucking dogs. Honestly. Honestly. More than once. I wasn't on the walk today.
What are you talking about?
Your walk today. You told me about it.
I'm
and it's
surprised
not...
about your outrage over this.
Because it's the owner's problem. The owner's not being responsible. But yeah, Get your fucking dogs fixed. Get your fucking dogs under control.
It all worked out. Now I have to tell the story because now the listeners, some of them, others are like, move the fuck on and talk about
it happened,
politics.
The same thing happened in the neighborhood. Like, well, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. Get control. Well, but this was three times. Fucking dogs this and was, get your dogs fucking fixed.
This was three times the last encounter, which was one giant pit bull. This was three giant pit bulls.
Jesus.
Running loose on a corner.
It's not the Peaky Blinders. It's 2021. Why are there dogs running loose on a fucking corner, man?
And their owner at the house on the corner. I'm just kind of standing there with her arms crossed, watching the dogs frolic loosely.
Nonplussed.
Well, yeah. And I was walking and I thought, well, maybe they're well behaved. And the largest male came loping over and was accosting Shelby. And she's usually down. But, you know, when they're a little too aggressive, she's, you know, she's only 28, 27 and three quarters pounds.
how much weight has she lost?
I don't know. She's looking pretty
People
smelt,
messaging,
though. She's
wanting to know.
Good. I don't know. I'll have to weigh her.
Right.
But she...
guess Shelby's weight.
She only kind of mild. She didn't freak out or anything. She was, you know, starting... And the dog seemed pretty friendly. It was a giant, massive beast.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you have control over your dog.
Well, yeah, and I kind of had to...
What kind of fucking magical powers do you wield?
But then I had to kind of get control over that dog, too. And he was then... he decided he liked me, so he was starting to jump up on me and be,
well, of course,
and like greet me and stuff like that. And I was like, okay.
Well, let me tell you
something, big boy.
That dog's owner is not taking care of the dog correctly. Of course, that dog likes.
But then his two friends joined him, and that's when chaos ensued because then Shelby kind of freaked out, getting a little over aggressed by three giant pit bulls. They weren't aggressive; they all wanted to say hi and play, but
none of them fixed. Correct.
Well, I don't know about the females, but the male seemed to have a big giant set of knockers knocking in the back.
Hey, I don't know if this dog owner's listening. To the crab diving podcast.
I make $280 a puppy.
Wait, you can't do that. Then you're interbreeding your God, the fucking South. The goddamn South. Everybody's inbreeding.
Again,
everybody.
I don't fault the dogs. The owner was useless. She was utterly useless. She was like saying the dog's name, like hey, when the dog finally kind of and when everybody finally kind of left and chilled, she was like sorry.
When everybody left,
like, well,
I mean, goddamn, man.
Thanks, Karen.
It's just, listen, Karen, get control of your dogs. That is your responsibility. Because, you're in control over your dog, and your dog is not hurting anybody. You know? You got to take responsibility.
No, and my dog's
goddamn
down for
pets.
Definitely down for meeting and playing. But
absolutely.
When some of these larger dogs kind of come at her aggressively playing right from the offset, she's like, hey, wait a minute, motherfucker.
Yeah, man. I mean, you
she's like, we're still at the butt sniffing stage here. You don't bypass that and go right for the starting to play rough.
It's just the South, man. I'm going to be real with the South for a second. You have to, I guess you don't have to, but it would be so fucking great if you could get control of your fuck. If you could get control of your fucking dogs.
Get control of your dogs.
Anyway, listen to our podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting at crabdiving.com.
Let's see what's going on. It's Faithless Friday, by the way, everybody. Hey, this isn't self-serve. What the fuck are you doing?
Listen.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. I've got a few Jesus-y or-ish stories. You are particularly obnoxious
in one house with three giant dogs like that, though.
Well, and a wee. It's one of those not townhouses or whatever, but two houses stuck together, two tiny. It looks like one tops two bedroom apartments slammed together into one little building.
Nobody's walking over there anymore. You walk in other parts of the fucking
neighborhood.
They
were not aggressive. They were nice dogs, but again, if Shelby. I kind of had to calm her down.
Of course.
And if I didn't, she could have aggressed because she was starting to get a little pissed off and freak.
Right.
And that could have turned south quickly. So
why?
I had to reassure her everything was cool. Meanwhile, trying to herd those three oafs
Yeah, yeah.
off of her.
God damn.
sweet dogs.
They were off of the fucking interns. They were very
friendly. They were overly friendly was the issue, but so I never felt unsafe.
Fucking owners. It's the South, though. It's the fucking South. You know. Hey. God damn it, guys.
You're not getting this till you shut the fuck up.
Bug better and take better care of your fucking dogs. Jesus goddamn Christ. Honestly. Welcome to Faithless fucking Friday.
Let's see what the old headlineronies are.
Yay.
I started at the Drudge Report because it's just open. This is crazy. This is a third world shit.
Oh, yeah?
Miami calamity.
I was going to say, it's not Florida, right? Fucking fuck.
The building that collapsed. Yeah. 4 dead. 159 missing. I'm not, no offense, I'm not that optimistic.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible. I mean,
what kind of codes weren't adhered to? What kind of who got bribed in the inspector's offices to just say, yeah, oh fuck it, go ahead.
Maybe like, how do you get these big buildings built anyway? I mean, I wonder what the process is.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Nearly 160 people accounted for, at least 4 dead after a seaside condominium tower collapsed into a smoldering heap of twisted metal and concrete.
Damn, fuck this.
Rescuers used both heavy equipment and their own hands to comb through the wreckage on Friday in an increasingly desperate search for survivors. Scores of firefighters in Surfside, just north of Miami, toiled to locate and reach anyone still alive in the remains of the 12-story Champlain Towers South.
Dude, so 1 second, nothing's happening. And in the next second, the building is falling down.
Yes.
Motherfucker. Oh, I don't know, man. Fuck that shit. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said crews are doing everything possible to save as many people as they can.
I mean, people could be trapped, you know, in pockets of, I don't fucking know.
I mean, there still could be a lot that weren't there. Officials say they don't know exactly how many residents or visitors were in the building when it fell, but they're trying to locate 159 people who were considered unaccounted for and may or may not have been there.
Jesus. What happened? I mean, it just collapsed.
I mean, I guess.
Good God, man.
I'm just going through for everybody, you know, prayers, lots of prayers, lots of prayers.
I don't know, man. You would think that this...
Officials say no cause for the collapse has yet to be determined. Governor Ron DeSantis said a definitive answer is needed in a timely manner. I want a definitive answer.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Here's a definitive answer. I'm sure that there's not enough oversight when these fucking buildings get erected. You fuck. There's some oversight.
Video showed the center of the building appearing to tumble down first and a section nearest to the ocean teetering and coming down seconds later. About half of the building's roughly 130 units were affected. Rescuers used cherry pickers and ladders to evacuate at least 35 people from still intact areas in the first hours after the collapse. There were flare-ups of fires in the piles of rubble.
Like gas lines and shit.
The building was built in 1981.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I mean, jeez.
So,
how the fuck did that happen?
Well, I assume we're going to find out. I hope we find out.
Shit.
Unless it's some rich Republican donor or something that skirted the building codes and the building laws and her inspections or something. Then we'll never find out because that means they probably paid off Ron DeSantis and he'll make it go away.
He said he wanted a definitive answer.
He does. He wants a definitive answer made up.
How does he have time?
That doesn't implicate the owner.
You know, Ron, you might need to delegate this because you seem pretty busy. You're walking around asking college kids what their fucking political beliefs are. You freak. You fucking freak. I don't even know what to say to that. I know we did that story already, but goddamn, that's fucking insane.
So that's the story headline over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the HuffPo.
I mean, that's terrifying, man. It's like 1 second
is poing out.
I don't know. You're, the next thinking second, you're just, what is it? Is it, what's it like to be in a building that's imploding?
Fatal.
God, man.
Derek Chauvin sentenced to 22 plus years in prison is the headline.
Yeah. For murder? That's weird.
Minnesota judge sentenced former Minnesota or Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin just a little while ago to 22.5 years in prison for the May 2020 murder of George Floyd. He's also banned from possessing firearms, ammunition, or explosives for the remainder of his life.
So he's going to jail for 22 years for stepping on somebody's neck until they're dead. It'll
be probably less.
That's bullshit. Not to be a cunt, but he should fucking die in jail for what he did. We all saw it.
Okay. Judge Peter Cahill, 22-page brief, blah, blah, blah. Here, Mr. Chauvin, rather than pursuing the MPD mission, treated Mr. Floyd without respect and denied him the dignity owed to all human beings, in which he certainly would have extended to a friend or neighbor. Well, that part's true. I'm not so sure about the MPD mission. I think I would argue that Mr. Chauvin was kind of spot on with a lot of police department missions.
That is their mission, right? I mean, and where is the part where the guy said, this is the judge?
Yes.
Did the judge say that Chauvin killed him in this statement?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
He says that? Okay.
He included an analysis of sentences in similar circumstances over the past decade to show that Chauvin's sentence is not disproportionately long, because the conservatives and the copsuckers were saying, oh, they're going to make it too long to suck off the honkers of the libs.
No, we understand, because this 22 years,
but
right?
But it's not. It's not unusually long. And that's why the judge felt the need to put out an analysis showing that similar people convicted of similar crimes have had similar sentences.
And we also know whatever that judge says is fine, but we also know in America that black people go to jail longer than white people. And this guy got 22 years for stepping on somebody's neck until they're fucking dead. That seems fucked up.
He was convicted of second and third degree murder as well as second degree manslaughter. He has since been held Minnesota Correctional Facility in Oak Park Heights, the only maximum security prison in the state. He addressed the court for the first time.
God, who gives a fuck? Go fuck yourself. Fucking.
This motherfucker. I'm going to give my condolences to the Floyd family, he said, adding that I'm not able to give a full formal statement because of some additional legal matters at hand.
You killed this person, but you then, motherfucker.
Listen to this, fucker. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest, and I hope things will give you some peace of mind. So it's probably some bullshit. They found some lunatic, racist toxicologist or something who's willing to say, him kneeling on the neck had nothing to do with George Floyd dying. Look at it was all the drugs he had plus black blood. Black blood makes it worse.
This is not good enough. Like so many other things happening right now, not fucking good enough. 22 years is not fucking good enough. And that statement that he made is bullshit. If he got any kind of a deal, but also makes that statement, that is fucking bullshit.
He didn't get a deal.
22 years. He murdered someone, though.
But for second degree murder, that seems to be par for the course.
Yeah.
First time offender.
Yeah. Well, hey, he's old enough to get out and do it again in 22 years. But he won't do 22 years, right?
No.
Because he's a cop, and he'll get consideration because he's a cop. But that's why his shit should be worse, because he's a cop. You know? His penalty.
So there we go. The Floyd family called the punishment historic, saying in a statement, it brings the Floyd family and our nation one step closer to healing by delivering closure and accountability For once, a police officer who wrongly took the life of a black man was held to account. While this shouldn't be exceptional, tragically, it is.
Jeez. God, so what is he goes to jail for years, you know, the fucking Aryan Nation protects him while he's in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever the fuck cops get.
Well, he won't be in Gen Pop. They don't put cops in Gen Pop. He'll be in restricted areas, I guess.
Which is kind of bullshit, man. I mean, because people like him arrest motherfuckers and put him in jail where it's pretty much a horror scene, you know? But this guy gets to go to jail and be protected. There is nothing reasonable about our justice system right now. It is insane.
We have, I don't know why Madison Cawthorn is trending.
Jeez. What's he up to?
I don't know.
Polishing my swastika.
Madison Cawthorn wrongly claimed that James Madison signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress voted to have Abraham Lincoln issue the Emancipation Proclamation, and that Thomas Jefferson said facts are stubborn things. That's none of the above are true.
Why did he? Where was he saying this?
In different contexts, I guess. He must have said something new that he's being railed for. And that's so everybody's bringing out some of his greatest hits.
God, I just want to yell vote better, but damn, my representative is Matt Gaetz, so I don't know what to say.
Oh, yeah, I have Gaetz news.
Is he in jail?
It was Thomas Jefferson that said, facts are stubborn things, and whatever may be our wishes or the dictates of our passions, they cannot alter the state of facts and evidence. Let's cast our eyes over the facts, shall we?
Yeah, the fact is that Thomas Jefferson didn't say that.
Didn't say any of this shit you're saying, man. You're crazy, dude. Does he have the internet or anything?
Madison Cawthorn? Oh, sure.
I mean, he could look at it.
He's probably sending dick pics over Snapchat.
Couldn't he look that shit up before he says it?
Yesterday he tweeted, my rights come from God, not government.
Right. Okay. Is that a line in Dungeons and Dragons? Is that something a dungeon master might say?
Unreal.
I got invited to a game, by the way, a D&D game.
A real D&D game?
Yeah, like a live one. I was fucking.
Oh, cool.
Do you want to go?
Dude. No. What do I do? Bring the dog?
Yeah.
It's fun. You should try it.
How do I do it?
What do you mean, how you do it?
How do I do it? Do I wear an outfit?
No, you sit around. Well, I mean, yes, you have to wear an outfit.
Because, you know, like when I do plays and shit, well, when I did plays, I never could get it together until I got my costume. Then I'm like, oh, okay.
So, your jester outfit.
Does anybody have a powdered wig perfect. I can borrow?
Yeah. Merkin.
Fuck you.
You sit around, you roll dice and shit. And then you rely on the person running the game to paint the picture for you of what's happening and what's going on. And you roll
dice.
You tell them what you want to do.
Right.
You want to walk over there and open the chest.
But you're a dungeon master, correct?
I was.
When was the first time? How long have you been a dungeon master?
A long time.
But that is what makes a good dungeon master, right?
What?
The language, the atmosphere, the intent.
Well, I would argue the better storyteller one may be is, yeah.
Like, how do you start it off? Like it's the beginning of a tournament. Everyone's
a tournament.
Ready.
First you have to, what are we talking about? You have to roll up your characters first and everything and decide what kind of character you're going to be. And then you move forward into the situation that your group is thrust into.
Oh, ooh, okay.
You decide where to go. And it's like a video game, except it's using dice and everything instead of letting the computer.
Wow. It's just weird to hear about somebody doing that here when dice is involved and they're just not gambling.
It can be really fun, or with a shitty DM, it can be really bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Dungeon Master. Hey, doggy.
The
iTunes, Stitcher, the pod, the Spotify, on Spotify podcasting app. Listen to our show about news.
So those are the headlines. Yay. On this Faithless Friday.
Madison Cawthorn's a dumb fuck.
And Derek Chauvin.
Yeah, congratulations.
22 and a half years.
Yep.
But policeman, I mean, that is pretty significant.
Right, because I mean, usually if you're talking about a cop's life versus a black person's life, it's you know, not proportionate.
What do you mean?
In the Justice Department. I mean, they value white lives
over
black
lives. Oh, a little 3/5, you mean?
Yeah, our DOJ values white lives over black lives. I mean...
Come on.
I mean, Rudy Giuliani had stop and fucking frisk. You could just profile people and be like, oh, I want to...
Well, yeah, but only for the blacks that looked like they needed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My God, it just seems like... Yeah.
Really, think about how crazy that is. You're literally just yanking black... young males off of the street just because.
You know, man, what I don't understand, what if George Floyd had killed Chauvin? Would he have gotten 22 years?
Oh, Christ, no.
See, this is not just. This sentence is not just. It's not fair. It is not nearly enough for what happened. And this is fucking bullshit. This is bullshit.
It's Faithless Friday, y'all. And here's a we haven't heard from these guys in a couple of days.
Yes.
This is now apparently the new duet.
Okay.
Used to be the Stu Peters show, but now it's Stu Peters with Deanna Lorraine.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is good, right? This is some entertaining shit.
I don't know. She's rocking. She doesn't have a green screen. She actually has like a big poster. I'll bet that's Austin. I'll bet she's still in Texas.
Oh my God.
Because she can't afford to move.
Right,
again.
Right. Well, she lived on the West Coast. I think if
she
you're
was
gonna,
in, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then you move to Texas and then you move back to the West Coast. Fuck that. I mean, it's so cheap out here. Comparatively.
But here are Stu and Deanna.
They have been able to take over the entire media. They have caused a mass exodus of good police officers that are there for the right reason. They have started the indoctrination.
That are there for the right reason. He means the good police officers that are there to beat up black people.
Oh, yes.
And
thank
shoot
you,
black
Stu.
People.
But this guy.
And take everyone's rights away.
Right, right. Thank you for explaining the world to us, Mr. Stu.
So this is what the liberals are doing. This is what the Democrats are doing. They're taking away. They're running all those good cops away.
Shit, yeah. Does this guy.
By holding them accountable for their atrocities.
I mean, are we supposed to? I mean, is it. Why is it. I mean, why is it so controversial for a cop to be held to the same standards that we are?
They should be held to higher standards than we are. They have higher privileges of taking rights away from people and taking lives away from people.
I mean, to me, the Justice Department or whoever, the sentencing of Chauvin to me says that he very well could not die in prison.
Right. Yeah, he probably won't.
George Floyd's dead.
What's he, is in 40s?
Yeah, I mean, he's dead. You know, he is right. Fucking dead. He is never coming back. But Derek Chauvin's coming back. That's not fair. You know?
Well, yeah, but I mean, we don't do death penalty.
No, of course not. But I'm saying, like, why is there a possibility that he is not going to go away in prison? I mean, he's an abusive, murderous motherfucker. In our Justice Department. Because they're racist, they don't want to protect us from him.
They have been able to take over the entire media. They have caused a mass exodus of good police officers that are there for the right reason. They have started the indoctrination of your kids with critical race theory. Now,
oh, God.
Oh, my God.
This is making me insane. No, show me. Show me. Where? One. School in this country below college level,
yes.
Probably law school level, that is teaching critical race theory.
Now, I can't.
If a history book mentions that slavery existed,
yes,
that's not critical race theory. Right.
I mean, like, for
none
real,
of this
though,
is true.
But for in elementary school, I remember going grade school and junior high, barely. Slavery is barely fucking mentioned. Barely.
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember a lot about it. I guess I went to Catholic schools.
I mean, it's
in
crazy.
Chicago in the late 1800s.
Yes, but like it's crazy because, but that's where our country came from. It was built from this. I mean, we were built. Sure. Our country was built by slaves, and maybe two chapters, maybe a chapter in a history book.
Critical race theory, in itself, is a legal way, a lens that you can use to examine the legal and economic history of, or the legal system. And you look at it through race, through the issues of race impacted those issues. You could do the same with economic issues. You could do the same with religion. You can look at the law with, through a religious lens, critical religious theory. I mean, it's so ridiculous that
nuts.
The right has been able to sell this to the dummies to the point now where they are. And there's another couple of stories out that these school board meetings where all these waddlers are showing up and yelling and screaming that you're going to teach critical race theory to their 9-year-old and turn them, make them into white haters that hate their own race and everything is utterly ridiculous. There's people being dragged out. There's one on a loop. It's gone viral. It's some big fat white guy that's literally being dragged out as he's screaming, "You're not going to indoctrinate my child. You're not going to indoctrinate my child."
They're such children, though.
It's like so ridiculous, and it's a nothing burger,
right?
Nothing burger.
Why is it? Where did that come from? The nothing burger.
I don't know.
That was it's a nothing burger. Oh, fuck, I don't know. But like, yeah, fuck this shit. When are people going to grow up? We have to talk about, why can't we talk about slavery? People can't understand that slavery had consequences.
Right.
We're talking about the ownership of fucking people, which is fucking nuts. There's no way to, fuck, man, you can't own people. They want to downplay.
Well, their argument
the insanity
was they weren't
of
people.
People.
Yeah, their argument was they weren't people. They agree with you.
Right.
Can't own people, but they ain't people.
Yeah.
And, a lot of the same, opinions pervade this certain areas more than others in this country.
Right. I mean, to me, this all this shit is just making the case that you got to get rid of the filibuster and then proceed to beat the Republicans back into the fucking woods.
God, we're only 15 seconds in this.
This makes me nuts.
Stu Peters, everybody.
Yeah.
By the way, the Stu Peters show, he's some right-wing dickbag lunatic who has some... probably has been deplatformed for all of his insane bullshit that he comes up with. Very curious, if not full Q.
I was going to ask you, is this guy Q?
I think pretty Q.
But also, you said that he's been deplatformed.
I would assume he has.
I thought the Republicans were fighting for like some kind of bullshit big tech bill of rights or something where they can't be deplatformed on social media. Wasn't there some stupid fucking thing?
Well, they want to get rid of that Section 230 or something, some FCC thing, but they don't realize that would have the opposite effect, because then your Facebook, your TikTok, your Insta, your Twitter, etc.,
Snapchat
would then be open to be legally liable for what anyone posts on their shit.
Yeah.
Which would then result in everybody getting banned.
Right.
They're not going to go to bat for some Nazi.
Why can't?
Hence, them saying it's more of a forum, you know, blah blah blah. That's what Section 230. It allows them not to be held liable for the posts of others.
Is there something we can do? Maybe if we can make an agreement with the maggots, they can have Wyoming, they can have Idaho, and they can have can we give them Texas and then move all the progressives out?
Oh no, Austin and Corpus and
I know. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, shit.
Okay, I want to move out of here. I want to get through this Stu Peters.
Mass exodus of good police officers that are there for the right reason. They have started the indoctrination of your kids with critical race theory. Now they are supposed to feel badly about themselves, specifically if they're white, not only feel badly about themselves and repent, but also join a force of evil to eradicate whiteness completely.
That's exactly what us libs are going for.
Is there a TV show you could watch that you might enjoy, you fuck? I mean, really, that's what every time with these people, I'm like, is all Stu Peter does all day? Does he just sit in a corner like, jacking off to Nazi propaganda or something?
Not in the corner. He's probably on OnlyFans or something.
Yeah, right.
Of evil to eradicate whiteness completely. They have completely taken God out of everything. Now I saw in one state last night that they're trying to get rid of "In God We Trust" on a license plate in some state. I don't remember exactly what it is. Although, be it, it is still on our currency, probably not for too long. And
I'm okay with you putting "In God We Trust" if you want it. I'm not okay with it being on there if I get a license plate, because I don't trust in any God, because I don't believe in any God. I don't want that shit on my license plate. So
why can't I say "In Spock I Trust"? I mean, it's all fucking insane.
So I think it should not be on. I don't care if it's the fucking motto. It shouldn't be the motto. And
find a new fucking motto that it doesn't involve religion and shit in the fucking sky, if you could.
On a license plate in some state. I don't remember exactly what it is. Although, be it, it is still on our currency, probably not for too long. And they have purged our military with this wokeness. So all of that has been done. And this was also amid...
Who's been purged from the military for wokeness? There was one guy that this is, you know, the typical right-wing conflation. One guy said some shit on social media, some sergeant or lieutenant or some cock knocker.
Yes.
Of a racist dickwad. And they kicked him out of the military for it. And now the right is, oh, squeal, squeal, squeal. But, First Amendment. He has rights to his own beliefs.
But don't we want to get rid of these racists from our military?
But it's not happening. Yes, that would be nice. But it's just not happening. And they take one or two examples, and then that's look at the purge.
Right.
Show us your purge.
Right, a
Stewie.
Purge. I mean, I don't know.
One. We've got one. Show us another. Show us another right wing dickbag that has been purged from the military recently.
Yeah. And again, I don't have a problem with the purging of right wing dickbags. I really don't. I mean, come on. Quit being racist.
Depending on the posts. I mean, I'm not a fan of, you know, it's like DeSantis is doing the same thing on the opposite side.
Right.
Wanting to find out the political beliefs and stack the deck in the opposite direction. I don't think it should be done on either side.
You represent the military, though, and you start like, I mean, it's just, fuck this guy.
Here is more of stewing.
Yeah, this guy's...
They have been able to take over the entire media. They have caused a mass exodus of good police officers that are there for the right reason.
I started over.
They started
the indoctrination of your kids with critical race theory. Now they are supposed to feel badly about themselves, specifically if they're white, not only feel badly about themselves and repent, but also join a force of evil to eradicate whiteness completely. They have completely taken God out of everything. Now I saw in
There's
one
no
state
God,
last night, they're trying to get rid of "In God We Trust" on a license plate in some state. I don't remember exactly what it is. Although, be it, it is still on our currency, probably not for too long. And they have purged our military with this wokeness. So all of that has been done. And this was also amid an engineer.
I think Deanna might God be damn. Might be logged into her OnlyFans account at the same time because. Right. No, never mind.
What do you mean?
Man-made, intentionally released virus from the lab in Wuhan, where we unapologetically.
Oh my God!
Did someone challenge him that in 90 seconds?
Points.
How many of these right-wing conspiracy bullshit points can you go through?
We are dysfunctional. We went through a pandemic. How many people died? We don't even know how many people died. 600,000 people are dead from a pandemic, and we can't get anybody on board to say or do the right thing about it, man. I mean, fuck this guy.
Made intentionally released virus from the lab in Wuhan, where we unapologetically said that it came from. You said it. I said it. We were liars. We were conspiracy theorists. We were tinfoil hats. It has now come true.
No.
It's not come true.
It is. The possibility has been acknowledged. There is no more evidence or no less evidence that we have seen that the virus was man-made and released into the several layers of idiocy there. First of all, that it was man-made. We have no evidence of that. And second of all, that it was intentionally released, weaponized.
I don't know how long this clip is, but when does he get to the
it's
part?
It's another where, 30 seconds. Well, it's going to take us half the show.
Dude, motherfucker, when do you get to the part where you blame the pandemic on the flat earth?
I said it. We were liars. We were conspiracy theorists. We were tinfoil hats. It has now come true. And then the vaccine, was Bioweapon 2.0.
The vaccine.
What a great name for a character.
Vaccine.
Vaccine. Yeah.
That is great.
The vaccine, excuse me, was Bioweapon 2.0, which is stronger than the ineffective virus that Fauci wanted to get his hands on. He has now developed this Delta version, whatever it is. They're going to only continue to get more and more deadly.
He has now. So Fauci is making these variants. Fauci is leaping around the globe somewhere, infecting Brazil people with the beta variant and the Delta variant in Britain and or wherever the fuck.
I'm gonna try to keep my opinion about this concise. Please light me at 10 minutes. But like the reason we, you know, who created the variants, all these fucking people without goddamn vaccines walking around breathing and licking and sucking. Lick, 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 suck, suck, suck. That's who created the variants, right? People walking around unvaccinated, spreading this motherfucking shit.
Well, large uncontrolled outbreaks have. It's one of those science-y things.
Is that right?
It's evolution.
That's how I understand it.
Microevolution.
Yeah. Well, like, because one of my friends was telling me, he's like, listen, micro intelligence. He was telling me,
yes. I mean, it's mutations that we're seeing, and the successful mutations.
You know, man.
Help the virus duplicate, spread.
The insanity is that these vaccine hesitant dick bags will say, I don't want to get a vaccine because they're already saying we may need to get another vaccine to go with the other one.
Yes.
Because of the variants.
Okay.
Because of the variants that the very person who's not getting vaccinated, he's saying he doesn't want to get a vaccine because he might have to get another one. But that's why everybody's having to get other vaccines. Because no one's getting a vaccine, and so we're getting more variants.
Well, yeah.
That's the lunacy of it.
I mean, it contributes, sure.
That is the craziness. That's bananas.
There's like less than 30 seconds left.
Goddamn, Stu.
And the ineffective virus that Fauci wanted to get his hands on, he has now developed this Delta version, whatever it is. They're going to only continue to get more and more deadly. And they have done it all simultaneously with little to no resistance whatsoever. That was a soft test. If the president of the United States, Donald Trump, doesn't come back within the next 60 days, I believe that we are looking at an extinction level event.
Damn, I'm so sorry. I can't. What time? God, I'm so sorry.
We got to move.
It took so long to get to that.
Well, there's so many.
Where does he start?
Again, he rattles off like a he goes fully automatic from the instant. He gets on it.
I would give him 10 out of 10 right-wing nut job points. What did he not mention, though? He did not mention Hillary.
Well, the gays, Hillary, right. Obama. You know, there's so much.
Yeah. You're not moving on to the next level, Stu.
So if we don't get Trump back if President Trump, quote, doesn't come back within the next 60 days, I believe that we are looking at an extinction level event.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's see if there's a few seconds. Let's see if Lori reacts.
Ever. That was a soft test. If the president of the United States, Donald Trump, doesn't
Lori.
Come back within the next 60 days, I believe that we are looking at an extinction level event.
100% on all fronts.
100% on all fronts.
I wish it was Lori. Be like, yeah.
Over a shitty Zoom connection.
100%, man. You're 100. What? We imagine listening to all of that, and you're a pundit on this panel, and you say 100%.
She got to contribute.
100%.
She wasn't listening to what he was saying.
100% of what this.
Like most of us, she tuned out. Said. Yeah. She, like most of us, she completely tuned the fuck out.
Wow. 100%.
100%, yes. Whatever you just said.
Same, girl. Fuck yes.
That's Stu Peters.
We are dumb as shit.
And the incomparable Deanna Lorraine.
But there's all these books you could read and all these things we could learn.
Well, they have books that they've written.
Don't read their books, though. See, we need a... There needs to be... Like, if you get certain jobs, you have to get a certification, correct?
Yes.
Can we have that with people that call themselves authors and shit? Because that's... well, you know what I mean? Like, Bill O'Reilly's a fucking author.
Well, sure. You just got to write a book. Or,
Sean Hannity.
Or pay somebody a lot of money. Author. Pay somebody a lot of money to shut the fuck up about writing the book for you. I mean, ghost author it for you.
But we're all getting stupid. What are we going to do about the stupidness? We have so much stupidity.
But it's been around forever.
But we're going to have an extinction level event because of our stupidity at some point. I mean, we're dumb. I mean, but what about that?
Thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands possibly of years ago, some caveman put a feather up his ass and one in each ear. And said that the sun god had told him,
yeah,
that it was going to come back in the morning, and it was, and instead of throwing a rock at him and telling him to fuck right off, you lunatic,
you know,
they gave him a special hut, and they gave him
special hut,
an elevated, yeah, they what gave happens? Him a special part of the cave. They gave him an elevated. Yeah.
This is the cave we all don't piss
they
in.
They tossed young virgins at him, whatever, as much as he wanted, because right. The shaman was speaking to the gods or whatever. And so,
it's what are we eating? Know, a lot of plants that we don't know what they are, and people are hallucinating, and then we have.
No, he
religion.
Gets those plants. Oh, that's what's yeah. not fair.
Right, fuck.
Who's licking the ayahuasca? Who's rubbing a toad over their nipple yeah. in a ceremony?
I got to see the video on that, but
it's a topical poison.
This toad is stuck on my nipple.
The nipples are particularly.
I love it.
So it is Faithless Friday, and here ringing in. Actually, we were talking about. Critical race theory. This.
God damn it.
This latest. I saw a bit article, maybe your video. I forget what.
Yes.
We're so busy. Of comparing the absolute split tidy whities over this critical race theory now,
right,
to the same event a decade or so more ago over Common Core.
Yeah.
Remember that they were having the waddlers were storming the school board meetings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Screaming, "You're not teaching my kid Common Core. You're not indoctrinating my kid."
Can we do something where it's like our government will say, "Okay, let's get real. From here on out, the Democrats will handle education." However you feel about the Democrats is fine, but the Republicans can't handle it.
By the way, I agree. Common Core shit. And to hold national standards like that is ridiculous. But there are better ways to do it, which right. we can't. Yeah, it's a week's worth of shows
but
trying to figure out the education problem.
You know, doesn't our government want to instead of throwing money at like school districts that are suffering, they want to withhold
just the black ones? Yeah.
You know, I remember in Chicago. These, you know, and I thought this is totally despicable. The rich fuckers in Chicago, they don't want to share.
Like, well, I wouldn't narrow that down to Chicago, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like, tax money. They don't, like, rich school districts don't want their tax dollars going to schools outside their district.
Correct.
Well, I mean, man, we all live on this planet.
But they're okay with getting grants for their theater program.
Yes.
But how about some...
They're getting grants on top of that.
How about the only decent meal a day for some of the kids in the inner city? And we're not paying for that. They should get a job.
Man, when I did The Wizard of AIDS, I remember we would go to rich schools.
The Wizard of AIDS was a traveling musical based on The Wizard of Oz that taught kids about AIDS and STDs. And Ryan,
I was in
was
that.
The Tin Man with tinorrhea.
Thank you.
just putting a footnote in there for the non-longtime listeners that
Might
have heard the story.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you explaining that because it's a... But, you know, you go to these schools. We'd go to the schools to perform the shows. And when we would load into these really rich schools, I mean, it's like, Jesus.
No pun intended.
There's a fucking green room. It's nice. It's like the nicest theater you've ever been. But then you go to poor schools on the south side of Chicago. Nothing but metal detectors.
Yeah.
Nothing but metal detectors. All the kids have to have the same backpack, and everybody has to walk around with a clear fucking backpack.
Crazy.
I mean, you're running these poorer places like institutions, not like fucking schools. Why are we making kids go through a fucking metal detector?
So critical race theory ringing in.
Yes.
Sometimes he surprises us with the being on the right side of certain issues.
Is this?
Most of them are never on the right side.
Right.
Occasionally, Pat Robertson.
Oh God. Okay.
Accidentally wanders in the right side of an argument.
Maybe he didn't take his medicine.
Well, I'm not saying he's doing that on this one. I'm just.
Oh,
putting,
okay. Okay.
Just putting the possibility out there that, like, on weed, he's like, who cares? Let him smoke, you know, and shit like that.
But on, like, gay rights, he's cool.
No.
No, that's right. He's not.
Most of the time. But then occasionally something will come out and he's like, oh, who cares or something. It's really strange. And he's definitely not a young Earth creationist because...
Does he have Alzheimer's?
Because the... I don't think so.
I'm just saying...
But he's 90.
I mean, there might be something... I mean, I'm just saying it might not be his heart that we're hearing. He might be having mental issues where he's doing the right thing.
Well, he's been doing that for 70 years, then, if he's...
Yeah, but he never does the right thing is what I'm saying.
I would lean towards no.
I always assume when he says something right that he's having a stroke.
Yeah, and sometimes Terry is like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
I think Terry might be, in many ways, checked out. Maybe.
Terry Musin, former Miss America, right? I think she was a former Miss America who's now one of his co-hosts.
Well done. Well done.
So here's Pat Robertson. We'll leave it as a surprise as to Pat Robertson's take on critical race.
What's your prediction? You heard
theory.
It?
Well, I know.
Okay.
So I can't opine. What's your prediction?
He's going to be on the right side, the correct side.
The correct side.
Yes.
What is it that the people of color... have been oppressed by the white people, and the.
How do you think it's going so far?
At first I was like, uh oh. But then,
how do you think it's going so far?
I don't know, man. I'm saying that. Oh, I don't know. I might be wrong on what I predicted, but let's see.
Is it that the people of color have been oppressed by the white people, and the white people begin to be racist by the time they're 2 or 3 months old, and they're...
Nobody, I have to interrupt. Nobody is saying that.
You know...
Nobody is accusing an infant.
No. People don't say that. In fact, people will say racism is very fucked up because we're not born racist.
Right, and we know that.
Yes.
That's an issue. That means that kids are being taught. To be racist.
Is there a chance he's getting his note cards mixed up?
No, I think he's
that's what I thought.
He's falling on the incorrect side.
Right.
Well, the white people begin to be racist by the time they're 2 or 3 months old. And therefore, the people of color have to rise up and overtake their oppressors, and then, having gotten the whip handle, if I can use that term, then to instruct their white neighbors how to behave.
Oh, my God. So there's the theory that equality for black people means you're handing them the whip handle and they're just going to use it on us.
Well, I mean, you know, Pat Robertson is a piece of shit and he expects people right. to act like pieces right. of shit like he is or something.
He may have had slaves. How old is he? I'm not convinced.
That fucking vampire, you know he did.
Guy. The white neighbors how to behave. Jeez. Now that's critical race theory.
It's just not. It is not. That is so irritating.
We can't talk about racism in this country realistically and like adults. We just can't. That is something we can't do. I wish we could.
Right.
But this is
but even talking about it is racist. That was Obama's problem.
Oh, of course.
That's why they still say Obama was the most divisive president ever when it comes to race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think we have to put psilocybin into the water to fix us.
Or take it out. I don't know what's going on.
I've done the thing.
These religious people, what are they saying?
Yeah, you can go to a website and put your zip code in and it'll tell you the quality of your water and maybe don't drink your water.
It's the quality of your meth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We found some meth in
Should
your
we
water.
Not drink the water here in Pensacola?
No! No. No.
Critical race theory, and it sets people against one group against another. It is totally divisive, and as has been said, this is the way the communists take over. They try to destroy the children. It is a monstrous evil. And you hear it sounds like, oh, critical race theory, that's okay. No.
He said this is how the communists are going to take over. And then they're going to get your children.
They go for the children in schools and they teach, they indoctrinate them that black people are okay and stuff.
You're so paranoid. Why are you such a paranoid, terrified little asshole? Isn't God on your side? Didn't God your fucking co-pilot?
And you hear it sounds like, oh, critical race theory, that's okay. No, it's not. It doesn't want to have your children in the third grade indoctrinated into a hate group. So that he'll wind up hating people or hating himself. And so the white people are supposed to feel guilty and they're supposed to have white guilt.
I mean, God,
show us where it says that.
Has Pat Robertson ever put on a Klan robe? If you had to bet, like gun to your head, somebody says, has Pat Robertson ever been to a Klan meeting?
100%.
Straight up.
Absolutely.
Yes, this is straight up white supremacist bullshit.
He's given the invocation.
Oh, my God. We built this whole country on slaves. And now, if we want to take responsibility for that, it's like, well, you made me feel bad. Don't make me feel bad. Do we enslave people to build this country? How are you supposed to feel about it? Good? How are we supposed to feel about slavery then, Pat? Okay. Are we okay with it? Jeez, dude.
I was out of the country at the time at my diamond mine, personally performing the anal cavity searches.
Yeah, oh yes. Oh yeah, yeah. You know, anal cavity searches of diamond mine workers are bad. Racism is bad. Slavery was bad, right? I mean, are we agreeing on all these things?
I wonder if Pat Robertson's diamond mine workers made...
I'm sure
a fair living wage.
Of course, they were treated
in Africa.
They were treated with equity and fairness.
To feel guilty, and they're supposed to have white guilt.
Not true.
And the people of color are supposed to cleanse them of that guilt by taking over. No. It is a monstrous evil.
Hitler was a monstrous evil, motherfucker.
They're so afraid. They're so afraid.
It's like
and desperate.
Yeah.
They know the economy seems to be getting better at this moment. They know the COVID seems to be getting better at this moment.
Yay.
Even though we could talk about these variants. But, and that drives them crazy. So they're worried about the midterm.
Yeah.
So critical race theory, they've decided, is the best way to gin up fear.
Why are they worried about the midterm?
And bring them out, even if Trump goes down in flames.
But Trump's going to be president.
Which I saw stories that say there could be indictments. It's the first ones next week.
Wow.
Against the organization. It might be like...
God, Merrick, calm down. It might be
against Weisselberg or one of the others or something. But allegedly.
Everybody at the Justice Department, please take your time. It's fine. Rome's burning.
This is New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay, New York, take your time. Everybody take your fucking time getting Trump.
And the people of color are supposed to cleanse them of that guilt by taking over. It is a monstrous evil.
God, they are nuts.
I'm pissed that they stopped it because
they are
like
nuts.
It's like is he worked up?
Yeah, he's I mean he's evil. Yeah, I'm you know, concerned that there's way too much. He almost flung his dentures at one point. You could hear him trying to.
Sometimes these white guys get so mad, I think their head's gonna spin around.
Man,
you know what I mean? Like,
and that's your typical racist Republican.
How many people?
Right there.
And Pat Robertson ran for president, didn't he?
Came in second in the Iowa caucuses, which was like
God
a
damn it,
like a defibrillator hitting me. That was one of the first times I started getting involved or paying attention to politics.
Yeah.
I was only like 5 years old, but
you were a smart 5 year old because that's horrible.
Yes, I was very precocious,
right?
And but I was horrified.
Yes.
I was like, wait a second, wait, what? Pat Robertson came in second.
See,
anywhere?
Yes,
for anything. What is wrong with this country?
And he's so worked up. You can tell in his clip, like. It's disturbing.
Yeah.
The manner in which he's getting angry. He's not that I think Pat Robertson would start stabbing people. I don't think he could do that. He doesn't have the flexibility, but he seems mad. He's lathered up.
The Better Business Bureau, the crooked Better Business Bureau took me from an A+ to an F. Still an F is fantastic, people. This
the Better Business Bureau took you to an F?
Yeah, from an A+ to an F. When I went all in for Donald Trump in 2006, the Better Business Bureau, the crooked Better Business Bureau took...
That's Mike Lindell complaining.
Oh, yes. I can name that, too.
That the Better Business Bureau, that he went from an A+ to an F.
Why is he... Oh, I was about to say, why is he so dumb? Why does he sound so dumb? Why? I mean... It's
well, I mean, you know,
if
he
you
did
ask me
a lot of drugs for a lot of years,
if you ask me to do my stupid, when I do a voice, when I'm thinking of someone, like, it's a lot like Mike Lindell, like naturally, like when I'm doing my stupid person, like, hi, everything's like real forward and everybody
and the Minnesota accent.
Yeah. And it's like Mike Lindell, when he's talking, it sounds like his brow is so furrowed. Like everything he says, it's so hard for him to.
Well, thinking is hard.
It is for him.
Yeah.
What's wrong, Mike?
And he goes really fast.
Oh yeah.
So everything's like like when they got that phone call.
And if somebody asked me, like, out of this whole Trump shit, who is the best supporting actor? I would have to nominate. You know, of course you're nominating. Oh, it just went out of my mind. You know, like.
Well, define best supporting actor.
It's
what's
tough.
The role? I mean, Stephen Miller or
you know, attention in craziness.
Rudy.
Rudy. Yeah, I would go Rudy Lindell. Rudy Giuliani nominated for best supporting actor for
and I think
fucking of this fucking country.
In Trump world, that if they outshadowed Trump, that was a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that's one of the reasons Trump started hating on Rudy. Rudy was getting all the press.
This would be like if who's the guy that snapped his fingers and half of the people disappeared on the planet?
Thanos.
It's as if Thanos and
spoiler alert.
Yeah. And Darth Vader were going after each other.
Okay.
Thanos is Rudy.
Does Thanos have the still have the glove with the Infinity Stones, or
yeah, you don't want to know
gloveless?
Where it is. No, he's gloveless.
The It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
Oh, God, look at that. An hour just leapt by.
Right.
An hour while we were talking about Stu Peter.
Stu Peter.
While we were analyzing like a Shakespearean play, the scansion and every syllable of the Stu Peter's clip.
He sounds so angry. Why is he
But the terrifying part of all these clips is that, and Pat Robertson, they represent a lot of the morons that we have to deal with. That one of the reasons this country is the shithole it is.
Is there a program where we can, how do we rescue the smart people from these people?
We outvote them. And we marginalize them.
And we build fences around our houses and stay home.
Let's see. This is another story. And I'm not doing this on purpose.
Is this Florida?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm really not doing this
on
purpose.
What did you do this time? Hey, assholes, I see you out there, Florida. What the fuck did you do? It's Friday. God.
A father and son duo who lead a Florida church.
Oh, my fucking... It's Rapey Friday. Who gets raped and killed and tied up in a fucking closet? Jesus.
Well, it's more like possibly defecating in the hallway. They've been arrested in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot.
Oh, okay.
After a member of their congregation also facing charges from the mob attack ratted on them. One of their congregation ratted on them.
Awkward. Awkward. Awkward next communion. That's going to be an awkward next communion.
The U.S. Attorney's Office announced that James Varnell Cusick Jr.
Cusack? Is he a Cusack?
Cusick.
Okay.
Cusick.
Brother of John.
And his son, Casey Cusick.
Fuck you.
Have both been charged with knowingly entering and remaining in a restricted area, disordered, blah, 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 blah.
All the normal shit.
According to court documents, the FBI received anonymous tips earlier this year that the Cusicks, who lead the Global Outreach Ministries Church in Melbourne, Florida. Oh, Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne. You know, who's from there? There's another lunatic, an anti-masker that is based down there.
Oh, really?
That was arrested.
Even. Oh, was that South African guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I forget his name.
Fuckface.
He's got three names.
Right. General Fuckface McGee.
Along with church member David Lesperance.
What a
name. Lesperance. What a strange. I've never heard that name. Lesperance.
I never have either.
Had traveled to, it sounds like something you get.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, he's got the Lesperance.
Give me the penicillin.
To any of our listeners who may share that last name. Name's Vile.
Right. What do they go by, though? If your name is what is it?
Lesperance.
Oh, you go by Les.
Well, it's last name.
Oh, how horrible.
So you don't say Mr. Les.
I mean, how many times does this guy have to spell that name? Every time. How do you spell
authorities say that L-E-S-P-E-R, leper with an S, A-N-C-E, Lesperance.
It's horrible.
Lesperance, in a voluntary interview, admitted that his pastor was also present.
Oh, my God. Everybody's going down. Fuck it.
At the speech, but also in the U.S. Capitol afterwards.
Is this guy burning in hell for diming out his pastor? Yes or no? Fuck yes.
No.
Roast, motherfucker. That's a sin. I guarantee you that's a sin. You ratted out a shepherd of non-existent Jesus. How dare you? Oh, boy.
Authorities were able to obtain cell phone data associated with the men. Location data that showed them inside the Capitol building. FBI agents also found cell phone photos.
Jesus fucking Christ. Does no one watch any goddamn TV? Any goddamn TV?
The Cusicks and Lesperance each made their initial court appearances in Orlando, where they were released on $25,000 bond each.
Congratulations.
75 years old. 72 is this idiot.
What?
The pastor.
He's, excuse me, a 72-year-old guy?
Pastor with Casey's 35. he, according to the church's website, Jim, they call him, has four children, seven grandchildren, describes himself as a world traveler, having been to more than 25 countries.
Who gives a shit? You fucking wacko, you insurrectionist dickbag.
So there you go. Leaders of a Florida church have been arrested in connection with the insurrection.
Well, I mean,
after one of their congregants dropped a dime.
I swear to God. Why are they so stupid, though? If you, I mean,
who narrow it down? Who? Which? The pastor? The all of them?
Why are they leaving evidence on their phones? Why are they?
Well, there were no pictures of the time in the. They probably deleted the ones in the Capitol, but the idiots left all the pictures. I read this before. The idiots left. They found pictures of before the break-in and after the break-in of them in Washington.
Yeah,
and they were wearing the exact same clothes. Of them on the security cameras waltzing around inside the Capitol itself.
Good job, guys.
They didn't. They should have changed clothes.
I hate to, you know, everything I know is based off TV. I feel like sometimes it is. And if you know anything about heist movies and things like that, you gotta plan better than that, you dumb fucks. I mean, do you remember what's that movie about casinos? The Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11?
The whole thing is you need all this time to plan. Yeah. You need a good team. And the thing about this, these guys that performed this caper where they tried to take over the Capitol, they were all dumb.
Yeah, for the most part.
Pretty fucking stupid.
Apparently there were more organized bad actors who were using most of the dummies as just fodder to distract. And
the smartest guy who is in charge of planning this insurrection, could you outthink him?
I hope so.
Then let's get this going. We need to conscript all the intelligence people to go get these motherfuckers.
I don't think
these guys.
So, speaking of critical race theory,
Jesus Christ,
one of the biggest squealers right now, unabashedly, really proudly wearing his hood on Fox News now, is Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
So t'other day, we talked about the story. I think it was from the New York Times that outed Tucker Carlson as one of the biggest gossipy sources to the mainstream and liberal media about all kinds of shit that goes on everywhere, including Trump behind the scenes stuff and behind the scenes Fox News shit.
Jeez. So doesn't that prove that he is a tremendous fucking sellout?
Yeah. And a complete slime bag.
Yeah.
But That's par for the course on that side. Right. They're vipers.
And I mean, unless you told me, no, there's nothing Tucker could ever do to redeem himself, right? He's a Nazi.
And it didn't take, you know, a top level soothsayer to think, wow, some of these other assholes over at Fox may get a little upset.
Yeah.
About the fact that Tucker is gossiping about them to the media behind their back.
Oh, hell yeah. And if I'm a broadcaster at Fox in that pit of vipers, I'm like, well, I'm going to use this to take Tucker's spot. I'm taking your shit, motherfucker. That's what they'll do. They will use this to get to eat him, right? They'll devour him. Ooh.
The way they treated Donald Trump, it is staggering. Instead of answering my questions, Mr. Prestigious, holier than thou, New York Times, calls himself a journalist, Ben Smith. You know, that's the same guy that not only released Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for dirty Russian disinformation dossier, but said he believed it. He said the broad outline of the dossier is
By the way, Hannity.
That's Hannity's
ratings have plummeted.
That's Hannity.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's Hannity.
I always think it's Bill O'Reilly. God, they're the same guy.
That's Hannity. But this goes on. Wait.
Questionably true. Ben, do you stand by that tonight? Anyway, he decided to try to change the topic on social media and attack yours truly. And this New York Times reporter used now this is pretty funny. The New York Times, with all the prestige that they like to think that they have, they're now tweeting out from an account and using an account on Twitter that's called, their words, not mine, @popbitch.
Oh, my God. It's a column that was, I believe, a blog, the Pop Bitch, and she became a really famous blogger that the New York Times bought, and now it's a New York Times entity.
And
they help publish
is he having
the Pop Bitch.
And he's like, if they're using the word bitch.
So obviously,
I hate you, Danny.
Obviously,
up, you
the New York Times buying a separate entity and putting up a separate masthead.
God.
Under the label of Pop Bitch, discredits the entire New York Times organization.
I mean, it sounds kind of funny to me. And Hannity, I would say that you're a bitch. You're a fucking bitch. What do you think about that?
And by the way, tomorrow, if there's a conservative op-ed talking about how shitty Biden is, Hannity will lick it in front of the camera. He will get a print copy and lick it.
But doesn't that bother you? That all these... Oh, my God. All these guys are clearly opportunistic little Trump suckers. How do you...
So, okay, this is a segment called The Rumor Mill, by the way. Okay. This is him fishwifing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a sexist term? I guess probably.
I don't know.
@popbitch.
Oh,
a Twitter account with 34,000 followers. Let me repeat. The New York Times is now... getting information and passing on information from a Twitter account called @popbitch. You can't make this Adam Schiff up. Now, the big news is that some people at Fox apparently don't like me.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
So now he's pissed off. Now this is about Tucker.
Oh, I like this.
So the headline here is, Sean Hannity fires salvo in Fox News Civil War.
Yeah, because you know, Hannity, he's selling you out. You do something crazy at Fox, Tucker Carlson is calling up Anderson Cooper that night.
The drama started with a muckraking column from the New York Times media columnist Ben Smith, which is what the guy that Hannity spent the first half attacking.
Right.
Outlining the way that Carlson has served as an important source for a wide variety of outlets that he has spent years railing against publicly. Tucker Carlson, the headline, Tucker Carlson calls journalists animals. The article headline reads, he's also their best source.
Oh, wow.
Was the headline.
That's right.
Hannity apparently didn't take too kindly to the activity outlined in the report. Used his considerable bully pulpit to make his feelings known last night by lashing out at everyone involved. He said a good sized chunk of his show to repeatedly blast the New York Times, Smith himself. He also went after Pop Bitch. Okay, yay. Blah, 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 blah. But here he is now, where he gets to the part where now he's pissed at Tucker.
Yes.
Can't make this Adam Schiff up. Ooh. Now, the big news is that some people at Fox apparently don't like me and said bad things about me gutlessly behind my back, according to Ben Smith, to members of the media mob. Ben, if that's true, that's called a normal day in the world that I live in. And here's a little secret for you, Ben. And all the...
At Fox, I believe that. He's 100% correct. I believe that Fox is nothing but a backstabbing viper pit because that's who you people are at the core.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't understand why Hannity's so surprised. And I wouldn't be surprised if all of these guys do the same thing. You know, don't you think Hannity's got a guy he calls and talks about weird shit? He sees Tucker doing the green room maybe or
Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
wasn't that one
Trump,
of his go-to guys? Although Trump probably doesn't want to talk to him anymore because he's not number one. No,
yeah,
now Tucker's number one. He probably wants to talk to to Tucker.
So what is Tucker then? Tucker just, you know, if he doesn't believe the shit he's espousing, is he just a fuckhead? He's just a fuckhead that wants to turn us into a Nazi.
You know, I think he probably believes a lot of what he's espousing.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Swanson Foods heir guy, right?
Right.
He tries to portray himself as the, he doesn't try to hide his elite background, but he tries to portray himself as, I've thumbed my nose at those elites and gotten away from them.
You know, is it like Trump that Tucker wants to be accepted by like Hollywood elite, like, he wants to hang out. He wants to have drinks with Cindy Crawford.
Probably,
or James
Spader.
He wants to.
That's Bannon, allegedly. Yeah.
Oh,
big
Bannon.
Time.
Bannon wants to get high with like.
The Bannon turned on Hollywood because they shunned him. He'd still be making shitty movies in L.A. and we would have never had Trump.
Hey, Bannon.
If somebody would have bankrolled that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bannon. If you listen to the Crab Diving podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, go hang out with Johnny Depp.
According to Ben Smith, to members of the media mob. Ben, if that's true, that's called a normal day in the world that I live in. And here's a little secret for you, Ben, and all the liberals that hate watch this program every night. I don't care. I don't give a Adam Schiff about what anybody says about me. I've been doing this show 25 years, 33 years in radio. Wow. I do this show. I do my radio show. I do it for my audience, the people.
I do it for millions and millions of dollars.
I will not take responsibility for anything I say on my show because I'm a giant white racist cunt bag, and my audience loves me.
If you didn't give a fuck, why are you addressing it?
Oh, I know.
Why are you spending half of your show whining about it? Try to reassure us at how little you care.
Is he sad and jealous of Tucker because Tucker gets to go out, hang out with Cybill Shepherd and Richard Dean Anderson and all the cool fucking people in Hollywood and get high and do cocaine with like
all the 70
Lizzo and shit.
All the 70-year-old cool people in Hollywood.
Yeah. A party with Chris Christopherson tonight.
Did you say Lizzo?
Yeah.
You throw Lizzo in.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of this.
Right.
Program every night. I don't care. I don't give a Adam Schiff about what anybody says about me. I've been doing this show 25 years, 33 years in radio. I do my...
I love the way Hannity says Adam Schiff instead of shit. You get it? You know, he really wants to say shit.
He's
saying Adam Schiff because he can't say shit on television. It's funny.
You know, if you have conservative dickbag friends, at least take solace in the fact that they aren't funny. That they aren't funny and they think they are and they want to be more than anything, but they know they can't be.
I've been doing this show 25 years, 33 years in radio. I do this show. I do my radio show. I do it for my audience, the people that have been so loyal to me and give me this camera every night and give me that microphone every day. And I do it loudly. I do it proudly. And I do it unapologetically. And I'm not going to change just because some of you don't like me. I'm open and honest that I'm about my conservative beliefs and who I support. It's hardly a breaking news alert, Ben. And unfortunately, honesty and truth, that's not a priority for people at the New York Times like Ben. And
anyway,
guy, what a little cunt. Hey, listen, I hope that the cross on which you're climbing up and crucifying yourself upon is reinforced. That's what this is, right? You can just see him nailing his hands to the cross. I'm crucified. Look at me.
That's all of them.
I'm so tortured. Yes.
They're all victims. They're all perpetual victims on the right.
Congratulations, guys.
And they've got to make the constituency feel that way, hence critical race theory.
Yeah.
Look, they're trying to whitewash you. Pat Robertson, it's evil. It's evil. They're putting a mobile above your baby infant that's telling it that you're bad because you're white.
Are white people worried? I mean, like racists, they're worried that there might be a moment where they feel bad about themselves. They're not. They just don't want to.
That's way too self-exploratory.
Right. You're right. What's their fucking problem?
They're worried that the black people are going to rise up and treat them the way that they treat the black people and the way that they want the black people to be treated.
What do you think's going to happen? People are going to say, hey, guys, hey, white people, go back to where the fuck you came from. Get in boats. We're chaining you up, and we're sending you to France. Is that what they think?
For sure.
Wow.
God,
guys, pick up a book.
They're terrified.
Read a book. Turn off Hannity. Get a hobby. Paint. Find a bowl of fruit. Get a canvas. Go to Hobby Lobby with all the horrible racists or anti-women people. Buy some paint and paint a bowl of fruit.
Well,
do some art. You might find some joy.
Yeah.
God damn. Put down the Klan robe for 2 seconds. Make a sculpture.
Look at George Bush painting the fuck away.
Yeah. He painted his feet. Did he? He painted his own feet in a bathtub.
That's a spectacular one.
I mean, God
one.
Damn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I have a president that after he's done is like, I don't know what I want to do with my post-presidential life. Jimmy Carter's like, I'm going to build houses for people that can't afford it. And George Bush is like, I'm going to paint my feet while I sit in the tub.
Oh, I want to play this one real quick. I started the other day and we got sidetracked. I know it's hard to believe.
Is Trump painting or no?
This is, look, I painted Ivanka in ketchup with my French fry.
My penis.
With
my French fry.
Here is, I started talking about this guy in New Hampshire who is running, He is in this interview and he's talking to the interviewer and he's talking about how he's getting ready to run to unseat Democrat Ann Kuster as a state representative.
Right.
And this is a guy who has, you might remember, he's from New Hampshire. And he admitted in a media interview that he was at the insurrection, that he was in the Capitol, and that he actually stole a bottle of wine from office and drank him.
God, you fucking idiot.
Then we got sidetracked and we never got to the actual clip.
Oh, okay.
But here's this guy being interviewed, and this shows the genius, the sheer brilliance and intellectualism of these people. These Trumpists.
Yeah.
A New Hampshire man facing charges for his part in the January 6th riot at the Capitol is now hoping to go back to Washington as an elected official. NBC 10's Catherine Underwood spoke with Jason Riddle, and he's planning to run soon.
Jason Riddle is still working on the details of his campaign.
I guess let's get back to work. I guess that should be the slogan I'm going to go with.
You might remember Riddle after seeing this photo.
I guess let's get back to work. That should be the slogan I'm going with.
Dude.
Oh, and they just showed a picture of him in the Capitol holding a bottle of wine.
Dude, you're going to jail, motherfucker. Is he going to go to jail?
I would assume. I would hope. He's on the list. There's hundreds and hundreds they're trying to still find.
So after he tries to trash the Capitol, he wants to go back there. He wants to get a job there. Is that the deal?
Well.
Wow.
He's running for state representative.
Okay. Oh, I see.
He's the man from Keene, New Hampshire, who admitted to entering the Capitol building on January 6th and chugging from a bottle of wine he found in a lawmaker's office.
In the long run, if you're running for office, I guess any attention is good attention, so I think it'll help me.
Riddle says he received death threats after his involvement in the riots was made public, but he says he's also heard from a lot of people asking him to run for an elected position.
What does being at the riots do for your campaign?
Tells them I show up. I'm going to actually keep my promises and make some changes.
He says he's running against Democrats.
So... I mean, but there you go. That's the platform. And I saw an article today that the Republicans are already worried that Trump is not going to shut the fuck up about some of these purple districts and purple states that they're going to have to try to win or retain.
Of course.
Because he's going to pick the several people that dared vote to impeach him or dared not vote to overturn the election.
He is going to support this guy.
And he's going to try to primary.
Yeah. Because his organization will send out emails and he'll raise money. His super PAC or whatever the fuck.
So the Republicans are like, shut the fuck up about the primaries.
No, he
Once
will not.
Once the primary is done, you can support the Republican. But Trump is like, he wants to primary Murkowski. He wants to primary. He wants to find candidates that are going to primary some of these people. Then we may end up winning districts that are purpley because the Trumpist is going to knock out the centrist-ish Republican.
What does it look to?
And then the Democrats are going to win because they're not nuts.
I tell you, this guy saying in an interview that he wants to be in the government after he participated in insurrection is fucking... That guy can go fuck himself.
There's more. There's more.
And make some changes.
He says he's running against Democrat Annie Custer in the 2022 midterm elections. Custer is currently in her fifth term as a U.S. Congresswoman representing New Hampshire's 2nd District.
I thought Ann was a state representative.
Yeah.
The candidate...
Right.
Just said, I thought Ann was a state representative.
He thought Ann was a state representative.
He just found out during a live interview that he's running for the wrong job.
Oh, my fucking God.
He thought he was running for state representative against this woman, but she's actually the U.S. representative.
Right. You're blowing this out of proportion because it's a foreign. He just ticked the wrong box. That's what happened.
Hampshire's 2nd District.
I thought Ann was a state representative.
No. Damn. So a state rep is in the state house in Concord.
Yeah, that's what...
Listen to this reporter not having to explain
that
the state representative works here in the state, in the capital.
We let a bunch of people like this interrupt our election. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... run the country for 4 years.
Oh yeah, we did. Oh God. Listen,
state
man.
Rep is in the state house in Concord.
Yeah, that's what Anna is.
No, no, no. She's in Washington.
Oh, well, I guess I gotta run against that then.
So what?
Oh well, I guess I gotta run against that then.
I you know, this guy does not have children.
They're not bringing their best, I'm suggesting. No. I don't know.
Please, I started listening to this podcast that does backstories on people that storm the Capitol, and every story is like this. Everybody in the town is like, "Well, I thought Mr. So and So was a nice old guy, but then I saw a videotape of him beating a cop to death at the insurrection." I mean, these guys—I don't know. This guy thinks he can run for fucking office.
Yeah.
These people are going to get in trouble for what they did, right? For storming the Capitol.
Well, we hope.
Are they going to get to be in the government?
We're looking forward to that possibility.
This guy doesn't seem scared at all. He doesn't seem worried about going to jail.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the situation there is. I think he unabashedly put it out on social media. It doesn't say anywhere that he's been investigated or indicted or interviewed or anything. So,
I mean, are we due for a wake up call in this fucking country? I mean, we had a president that wanted to fucking buy Greenland and nuke a hurricane. Fuck. Come on.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
Has had his law license suspended.
Oh, and the Oscar goes to
in New York.
Rudy is best supporting actor for this whole Trump shit, right?
In a ruling handed down by the New York State Supreme Court yesterday, the state's attorney grievance committee successfully moved to have former New York mayor's license suspended. Giuliani's actions related to his defense of former President Trump were to blame, according to the court.
So, okay, so if he has his license revoked as a whatever, how does he make...
Suspended.
Right. Okay. How does he make money as a lawyer now?
He doesn't. He can't for a while. Ooh.
So what is he...
Well, not New York.
He's doing commercials, though, right? I thought he...
Sure, he's hawking my pillows on his podcast.
I mean, I guess Rudy has to be, aside from Trump, he's the best supporting actor for all this shit. The only person I would put up against him is Mike Pence. You know, Mike had some interesting moments. The fly landed on his head, but Rudy fondled himself in front of that actor, whatever, in that that the movie. In
the Borat movie?
The Borat movie. So that was pretty fucking crazy. I guess Rudy was more crazy. Who was more crazy than Rudy, aside from Trump? In the whole 4 years, all this shit.
I don't know.
Mike Pence.
Yeah, I don't. I think Rudy takes the top spot. I mean,
Mike Pence.
Outside of Trump.
Mike Pence gets the best exit out of Washington, the most interesting.
What, hidden in a barrel somewhere?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's crazy, right? I mean,
trying to avoid the people that elected him.
Did you see that coming, Mike?
From killing him?
As you're sitting there with a fly creating a whole family on your head, did you see that coming? Did he see it coming?
Mike?
The end. Did he think? Did you
no.
think, Mike? Did you think it would end like this? Were you surprised how everything turned out for you?
I don't think he was surprised.
God,
do you think he could be? How could you be?
We've had some really like colorful Republican vice presidents. I mean, we had Dick Cheney shot somebody.
Yeah,
Mike Pence was crazy.
I've been sleeping on my pillows for some time. I love them. They're simply the very best pillows ever made. But I just found out that they also have a wide assortment of other incredible products like their mattress toppers, sheets, towels, and slippers. And more!
And slippers!
Is there a mattress topper on there that's perfect for incest? Or?
So that's Rudy on his podcast.
You know, it's got to be
shilling for the MyPillow, dude.
When Rudy's asleep on his MyPillow, does he put, like, paper towels
he
down?
He doesn't use those fucking pillows. You think Rudy uses those pillows?
Yeah.
He probably buys $8,000 pillows or
something. How many pillows does he go through? Because, you know, his hair probably bleeds through.
It's true. He's got to lay plastic down.
Right. Rudy, someone's coming over today. If you could not put your hands down your pants while they're here, that would be great. Sign management.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
I'm just fixing my shirt.
for a while. It's very complicated.
Why is Lakeshore Drive trending?
It disappeared.
Oh, this is cool. Chicago's aldermen have voted to rename Lakeshore Drive to Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable Lakeshore Drive.
Oui, oui.
In honor of the city's black founder.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
Well, that's cool.
And also, I mean...
And they're not taking away Lakeshore Drive. They're adding to Lakeshore Drive. So all the racists won't squeal too much.
Now as a white person, I'm going to feel bad about myself when I go down Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, great. Now I got to say Du Sable.
You know, man, I hate this right-wing nut job shit. You have to stop.
Well, that's it.
I don't know who I'm talking
Shouldn't you open the window if you want?
Yeah.
The message should reach people that may.
Well, not across the street. They ain't going to give a shit.
I would say,
they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. There's a house down the block with a flag hanging in front of it that says DeSantis 2024, Make America Florida, says the flag.
What's that? What the?
And
obviously,
everyone else in every other state in the country should be afraid. That should send chills up your spine.
But what story today was not about Florida that you did?
There were a lot of Florida stories.
Hey, make America Florida.
Unintentionally.
You want more snakes and shit? And you want alligators in Ohio? They want to make America Florida.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Come get your alligators, fuckhead. Your snakes. All that shit. That's Florida. Deer ticks.
There's a scripture that says that there was a man sent from heaven, and his name was John. There's a man sent from heaven named Mike Lindell that God is using to wake up America with a different kind of awakening, and it's called a great awakening to the truth. And truth.
Great awakening. That is pure Q right there.
Is it really?
Great Awakening is
damn
pure QAnon. This is Hank Kuniman, the prophet, the butthurt prophet, I call him.
Is he into Jesus?
Because he's the guy who is running around upset and pissed that people are calling him a fraud because Trump didn't win the presidency and it's just any day now. Right. And you just wait. He points to some bullshit in the Bible that says you shouldn't even question the prophets. That you're going to go to hell and roast if you even question the Lord's prophet.
That's a real conundrum because there was some prophet, self-proclaimed, I think, said that only prophets were allowed to critique or question prophets.
Yes.
Okay. So we're not allowed to say shit.
Well, we're going to roast in hell, yeah.
I mean, are we allowed to pray to talk to God, or does a prophet have to do that? I mean, do we? What are we allowed to do?
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like prophets have a lot of rules for everybody else. Right. Now. So, I mean,
how do you... it's not their rules. It's God's rules. It what if speaks I wanna, through them.
Right. What if I want to be a self-proclaimed prophet? Would they... say, would they poo-poo me, or would they say, welcome, fellow prophet, you're one of us now?
It would depend on what you're saying, on what is telling
that's
you.
That's right, yeah, okay. Good point.
If God decided, hey, gay people are cool, leave them alone.
You're not a prophet.
Yeah.
Show me that certification, motherfucker.
Oh, is this, listen to this. Speaking of critical race theory again.
Yay, Florida!
These are two clips, apparently, put together by Right Wing Watch.
Oh, awesome.
One of this person talking in 2013 about Common Core.
Oh, God.
And now one about this person talking about critical race theory.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It changes everything. I believe Common Core is the biggest story in American history, because if you don't stop it, American history is over as you know it.
That was Glenn Beck, everyone, in 2013.
You know, Glenn, I think it's, I mean, history is what has happened.
Yeah.
What does he mean? History's going to go away?
Right. Yeah. He's talking about the history of white people being better than black people.
Oh, that might go away?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it might get, yes, it will.
Here's Glenn Beck now on critical race theory.
Oh, God.
You hear anyone say that this isn't a big deal? They are either completely out of touch or they are lying to you. The press is circling the wagons around critical race theory because they know it is critical for their plan to go through.
No, because they know it doesn't. Plan to they go know through. It's fake is why there is... They're not circling their wagons to protect it. They're telling people it's bullshit.
How did, you know, you got to hand it to Right Wing Watch. How did you know to check on this?
Good.
I mean, I get how this exists. Yeah, he just says the same shit over and over, but it's impressive. Yeah. And I don't even know. I kind of bet Right Wing Watch scooped Glenn Beck because Glenn Beck is probably didn't. Think about it. Do you think Glenn Beck said, oh, my God, this is the same shit I said about Common Core?
No, he doesn't care. No.
No, he didn't think about it.
They know it is critical for their plan to go through. If they can't finish the indoctrination of the next generation, America survives. If they continue the indoctrination, America is over. It is just that simple. It changes everything.
It is just
America
that
is over.
Simple.
It is just that simple. Just like it was 8 years ago when that black guy was in the office teaching Common Core.
Fuck you, motherfucker. God damn.
They're just
guys.
Ninnies, and they're just on to the next race baiting.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hyperbolic squeal fest.
Yeah, I think these guys, they just want to keep their podcast going, these prophets, which seems very sad. Like, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you watch, you saw the Marvel movies and shit? There's God, Thanos, Thor. Well,
yeah, okay.
There's people that can see into the future. There's prophets, right? You could say there's maybe a prophet.
Okay.
Did any of them have podcasts?
Well, not then. They now.
If you have supernatural Jeebus powers, you can do things that are godlike. You're a prophet, like you can see things. Is there?
Weren't you out helping
or doing something? Like you're doing a podcast. It just seems lame for a prophet. That's all. God, does
I watched
Batman
Joe
have a
Biden doing
podcast?
The.
Oops.
Does Batman do a podcast?
Robin definitely
does. He?
Yeah.
I watched Joe Biden during the. The campaign that he clearly lost. He lost big. He lost enough to be ashamed. He lost enough to tell him, nobody likes you, Joe. I mean, he lost enough to know that. Hey, I mean, it was so bad. If they would show him the real numbers, the man would be ashamed.
This, of course, not true. This is another prophet.
Okay.
This is Robin Bullock. We played him before.
Oh.
He really, he's rocking some weird look. Like black t-shirt, black jacket, long. He looks like an 80s rocker who's aged. And no one's told him that that look just ain't working anymore.
Is he a magician?
Right.
I mean, if I'm watching this show, I'd be like, are you going to cut somebody up in a box? Or
long shoe polish, dyed hair. It's just all such a strange vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
If they would show him the real numbers, the man would be ashamed. But I remember he leaned into the mic and told President Trump, we're coming for you.
This is in his dream. God. By the way, or this is a vision the Lord gave him.
Yeah.
But I remember he leaned into the mic and told President Trump, we're coming for you. And he growled out this demonic sound. I can't make the sound, but it was this demonic voice. I've heard him make it again recently. And he growled this out. When he did, I went back and I took a picture. I think it was at that moment. It was one of the moments I took a picture with my phone right on television. There's nobody else's picture. I took it. And when I pulled it up, his eyes at that moment, I can't see it, but tell me if we can put that up on the screen and it's clear on the eyes. We're trying to do something here for you.
God.
Okay, it's up there now.
It's so pixelated. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Okay, it's up there now. Look at the eyes. If you look at the eyes, you'll notice they're serpent's pupils.
Yay.
They're slotted pupils.
It's just not. There's a reflection of light Biden's eye.
Excuse me.
And there's obviously,
yes,
I think you can see the reflection of like the black, somebody wearing the black camera, somebody's wearing black standing next to a camera, and you can see the reflection. And that it could almost look like a black pupil, right. But it is clearly not.
One second. Excuse me. The serpent's pupil, he's saying?
It's a serpent's pupil.
Okay. You can tell if these serpents are poisonous by the shape of their pupil. Is the pupil shaped triangular or is it round?
No, it's long and cat-like.
Oh, I don't know.
Which doesn't make sense either.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, other times, they're not like that. But at time, it shows a slotted serpent's eye.
It's just not true.
People say, oh, that was Photoshop. No, it wasn't either. I took the picture.
Right. You took the picture of a television screen, and you took a picture of a reflect of where Biden's eyes are reflecting shit.
Ugh. You know, it's the people that are in this type of entertainment business really took the easy road. I mean, you really did. This is, I mean, God. My God! What do you feel? Who is this? Who is this guy?
Prophet Robin Bullock.
Hey, Prophet Bullock. Do you feel any kind of compulsion to be entertaining or do something worth a shit for your
followers?
Well, he is.
That's why he's telling them that.
They like
that,
this.
That's why he pulled up this picture from his phone.
It's crazy. Jeez. Does he practice? These guys practice.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when they're doing they do their podcasts and they have their live appearances and shit. Do they run through their shit? Or are they ever like, okay, it's a pupil. Then I go to the thing about the serpent. Then I'm going to pull out my phone. And then I'm going to talk about this Bible verse.
I mean, he probably took the picture and then
are they winging it?
Zoomed in on it and was like, oh, wow, this can, that's perfect.
this guy sounds like a drug addict.
Well, listen to this one.
Okay.
The liberal media is having a meltdown. Now they're starting to go all Christian. We appeal to Christians to be noble and not get involved in the sordid political stuff. Recover your virtuous beauty as a transcendent force in the earth representing eternal things. This is the desperate warning cry of the left saying, oh my God, those flippant evangelicals and Pentecostals, the grassroots are killing us because
is he?
Nobody's afraid of the grassroots evangelicals.
Is this Paul Reiser doing a character?
Yes, this is Lance Wallnau
That guy,
fervent anti-gay activist.
You know, we played him before, right? We played him a bunch. Yes, yes. This guy, I always forget who he is. Yeah, fuck this guy.
Here's the rest of this performance.
Yeah,
you see, it's an organic movement. It's totally organic, and that's what's freaking them out. There's no organization. If it was a person, they got attacked. They could cancel you. They could take your business down. But you know, when it's like ants on a picnic, it's all over the place. Why? Because we have millions of people that were disenfranchised by a stolen vote. And it took a while. It took a while. It's like the day the animals and the insects had a football game. The animals were squashing the insects. Until halftime, when all the animals were hobbling, bleeding off to the sidelines, and they finally, the Lions said, time out! Who, what insect is on the field? And they said, well, it's the centipede.
What is he talking about?
What is this?
He sounds, you know what he sounds like? He sounds like Bob Hope on like Angel Dust or something. Then they listen to this. What's he on about? What does he mean?
Something about The animals were playing a football game against the insects, and the first half the animals were just stomping all over the insects and squishing them. But then at halftime they realized that all their paws and hooves are bloodied, and apparently it's the centipedes.
Field, and they said, "Well, it's the centipede." He said, "Well, where the heck was the centipede in the first half of the game?" And they said, well, he was getting his cleats on. And that's where we're at. We're getting our cleats on. And all you folks that...
Oh, my God.
Boy, that is a long, long, long way to go.
The Christians are the centipede
getting their
that have been
on.
Taking all this time
the Christians
to get
have finally,
their cleats on.
They laced up. They're ready to go to the Golden Corral.
So they can take the country back from us evil liberals.
Okay, looking forward to those Christian centipedes.
Which, by the way, you noticed, if you didn't see, is Trump's new slogan. Take the country back.
Oh, I saw that. Well, yeah, that makes sense. But based on past behavior, they take. They're takers.
In the first half of the game. And they said, well, he was getting his cleats on. And that's where we're at. We're getting our cleats on. And all you folks to pray. You pray for a great awakening. You pray for revival. You pray those imprecatory prayers, those desperate prayers, those late night prayers, those, oh God. And then you watch the election fraud. Then you watch January 6th. That was like a bop on the head. It's like, what's going on? Where they're saying we're insurrectionists. What do we do? Oh God, rapture must be around the corner. Antichrist is coming. This is what we watch. Then the Lord said, chill out. Take a deep breath, will you? You nervous Americans. Come on.
God, this guy, you got to at least...
Man, he's putting a lot of energy into his performance. I got to say that.
I think this guy can just do this. You know, I don't know that he's... Is he winging it, or is he reading a teleprompter?
No, he's just yapping into his...
Who would write this? Who would write webcam. This down, man?
This is on his webcam.
Oh, God. You know, shame on technology. This guy has a platform. Good. Good, good, good.
You're not thrilled about that?
No. No. I mean...
So that's Lance Wall now. These Christians are out of their fucking minds. They're
some of these guys, Lance, and I'd say Alex Jones, you know, those guys, maybe Dilly or something.
Oh, God, we haven't checked in on Dilly in a long time.
They could have been actors or performers because they're very animated and expressive.
Yes.
But instead, they chose the path of Nazi lunatic.
You know? Okay, yeah, sure.
It's a waste. You know, fuck them, right, Dilly? Fuck them.
The never mind. Look at the time. Oh, it's about time to leave.
Oh shit!
Look at that.
Faithless Friday has concluded.
It has been a fun show, everybody.
Yay!
I have to load the music. There it is.
What happens when the centipede decides to crucify himself?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. There.
I
don't know what's going on.
I mean, it was compelling.
Yeah. The animals were having an orgy with the...
Is this on note cards?
Join us next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. Then every weekday, then we're available as a podcast on your favorite podcasting applications. For crabdiving.com, see what Ryan's doing out in the world or anywhere on the internet or whatever. Check him out on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great, safe, Republican nut job, dickwad free weekend.
Yay.
And we will talk at you again next week.
Viva la resistance.
This is for all the
bitch ass redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.